Tonight I want to conclude Shvat a little bit. I want to put this here about Shvat. I want to start Adar. Purim's around the corner. Adar's around the corner. And also, I assume we're not going to continue all the way through Pesach, because everyone's very busy on that time, so we have to get Nisan in as well. So we'll have to do it in the next couple of weeks. So we'll start with finishing up Shvat and move into Adar. So one last point about Shvat. We spent a lot of time discussing the idea of trees, fruit trees, non-fruit-bearing trees, no kinds of trees. Now there's one other kind of tree which we didn't discuss yet. And that kind of tree is the Torah. The Torah we refer to as the Eitz Chaim. Right? Eitz Chaim, like we say on Shabbos, you know, Eitz Chaim. Torah is Eitz Chaim, Torah is the tree of life, and that means that Torah is also a tree. So just like you find in the physical world, we celebrate in Shvat the reawakening of the trees, the sap rising, you know, this coming year's fruits starting to process. So too, there must be some sort of corresponding development of Torah during Shvat. Because it's not just a cute mashal. Chazal, when they make that, it's not really what the pasuk says it, but the pasuk makes the connection. It's not just some sort of cute connection, but there's something deep within the connection. And Torah is called a tree. Torah is something which does have its deep roots and grows and develops and blossoms as well. So if Shvat's the time for trees to start their blossoming, it must be time for Torah to blossom too. So just to give a little bit of understanding of that, you know, trees begin their process in Shvat. And that means that what happens in Shvat is a product of this year's rain. Now, we discussed how the Gemara describes that the reason Tu B'Shvat is the Yomtif, is during Shvat, is because this year's rains in Eretz Yisrael have mostly completed, and therefore whatever happens now in these trees are a product of this year's rain. So too, we understand that rain is not just something physical. Rain is a model. Rain is the symbol of Hashem's bracha coming into our world. No, rain physically, it comes from Shemayim, it comes from the heavens, rains down to earth, and it brings life, it brings growth, it brings development. So whenever Hashem gives it into our world, bracha, hashpa, influence from Shemayim, so that means that just like rain is that symbol, so too when it rains, Hashem is giving us the tremendous bracha from Shemayim as well. They go together. So if we see the awakening of these physical trees based on the physical rain, so there has to be some sort of awakening of the Eitz Chaim of Torah based on some sort of Hashpa Ruchni, a spiritual rain coming into the world. So the physical rains are equivalent to spiritual forces coming into our world, and the growth of the tree is equivalent to the growth of Torah. So Shvat is a month that you actually find, it's a month dedicated to grow in Limud Torah, in Torah study. And where you really find this is because the spiritual rains of this year are ready now to sprout forth, you know, their fruits as well. Now, where do you find this? Where do you find a source of this? It's very simple, in the Chumash. At the very beginning of the book of Devarim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is giving his final speech to Klal Yisrael. And it says, Vahi Barbayim Shana, it was the 40th year in the desert. Be'ashtei Asar Chodesh Be'echad L'Chodesh, it was the 11th month on the first of the month. What month is that? That's Shvat. The 11th month is Shvat. So it was Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the Torah says, when Moshe Rabbeinu began his final speech to Klal Yisrael. And then it says, Diber Moshe el b'nei Yisrael k'chol asher tziva Hashem osa aleihem. Moshe began to speak to Klal Yisrael, everything Hashem commanded him. It says later on in the Pasuk, Kol Moshe be'er, es Torah azos le'mor. Then Moshe began to explain this Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu found that the right time to begin reviewing the Torah with Klal Yisrael was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So there you see the month of Shvat not only is a month for trees to grow, it's a month for the Eitz Chaim of Torah to grow as well. So the growth of Torah also kind of comes out in the month of Shvat. Many Sfarim point out that the book of Devarim is very unique. Because Devarim, on the one hand, is Moshe's speech. And the book begins, Eil Devarim Asher Diber Moshe. These are the words that Moshe spoke. However, we don't look at Devarim as Moshe's words. Devarim is part of the Chumash. It's Torah. It's Hashem's word. Exactly as dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what is it? Is it Moshe's words or is it Hashem's words? And the answer is an incredible thing. That Moshe Rabbeinu is on such a level that he spoke, and Hashem said, that's exactly what I would have said. That's what Hashem says. This is exactly what I want you to say. It's exactly what I would have said. So the words of Moshe are exactly what Hashem would have said. Those are the words of Moshe. So Moshe's speech, the Sefer Devarim, is Torah, because Moshe Rabbeinu's level was that everything he said was exactly what Hashem would have said. Moshe Rabbeinu reached such a madriga, and that's why Chazal talked about the Shekhinah spoke from Moshe's throat, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu was on a level that when Moshe said was essentially HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word. That's what it was. At the end of his life, he'd reached that level, such a high level, an astonishing level, an amazing level. It's the incredible madriga of Moshe Rabbeinu. But it also means that the book of Devarim is kind of a combination of oral Torah and written Torah. Because on the one hand, it's Hashem's word in the Chumash. On the other hand, it's the words of a Chacham, Moshe Rabbeinu, all together in one. So many Mefarshim point out that the book of Devarim is kind of like a transitional sefer. It's both Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. It's written in oral. It's Hashem's word and Moshe's word, all together in one. That's what the book of Devarim is. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the right time to say this speech, to give the book of Devarim, was the Chodesh Shvat. And we know Moshe died on Zayin Adar, so he began his speech Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It was a month-long discussion, basically, and then he died in the beginning of Adar. That was the end of Moshe's life. But you find that Torah Shebichsav is the part of Torah that doesn't change. Torah Shebichsav is written, literally, set in stone. I think we mentioned this a few months back. Nothing changes about Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral tradition, that's something which we develop, we expand as humans, we grow, we analyze, we apply. So when you talk about something sprouting or growing or developing, that only could apply to what we would look at as Torah Shebaal Peh, not Torah Shebichsav. So Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us that this month is a month where Torah Shebaal Peh should find roots, where it should start blossoming and growing and developing. That's the Torah Shebaal Peh of this month. So if you want to know where do you find anything significant about Shvat and the Chumash, it's right here. It says in the beginning of Devarim that Moshe Rabbeinu began to speak in the 11th month and the first of the month, in the month of Shvat, on Rosh Chodesh. And that's when he began his speech. And the entire book of Devarim was said during Chodesh Shvat. So for us, obviously, it means that there's special opportunities of growth in Limra Torah in the year during Shvat. The learning of Torah and Shvat has its roots in Moshe Rabbeinu's speech. So hopefully when one learns Torah and Shvat, it's on a little higher level. But even more so, the Or Gadol Yahu points out the following point. Now, last week we spoke about the idea that Chodesh Shvat is the month where Hashem crowned the letter Tzadi B'Le'ita. That was last week's topic. So we said that Le'ita means when you're eating for the sake of eating, not for a purpose. And Hashem put in the world at the same time the letter Tzadi, which symbolizes the Tzadik. And the way that we're supposed to balance out how do we enjoy our food and how do we enjoy physical pleasure, that was based on the letter Tzadi. That we should become tzaddikim, we should have the ability to moderate and measure out and know the purpose and not get overboard with our eating and with our physical pleasure. And that was the idea of tzaddi b'le'ita. So Or Gadol Yahu says, how do you learn to control that? How do you become a tzaddik? What do you do? And he points out in this discussion as well, he says that the way you do it is through Torah. Torah is something which teaches us how to see something for what it really is. Meaning that if you look at a piece of cake, so it looks good, it smells good, and you eat it and it tastes good. That's all the superficials. And last week we mentioned how that's all very important because that creates an appetite, and appetite allows us to eat and survive. But that doesn't see the true purpose of that cake. The purpose of the cake is deeper. So it might be that you need that nutrition. It might be that it's Onik Shabbos. It might be that Simchas Yom Tov, might be you're celebrating Sheva Brachas, it could be a lot of things the cake is doing. On a deeper level, the cake has a much higher purpose than just the taste and the smell and the look, that's for sure. So how do you train yourself to see the true purpose of something? It's through Torah. The more Torah we learn, the more we embrace Torah, the more we're able to see the depth. All we see with our eyes is the superficial. We see the outside, the externals. But Torah is what trains us to see things for their true purpose, what's really inside of them. That's what Torah does for us. So it really fits together very well. And Shavuot, which is the month where the trees blossom, we focus on delicious fruits. So we could get swept away with enjoying our eating and the externals and the taste and taiva olam hazeh. So we're told, no, there's a concept called a tzaddik. A tzaddik is somebody who's able to moderate that. How do you moderate that? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu taught us that in Shavuot, it's a time to learn Torah. Moshe discussed Torah in Shavuot. And therefore, we learn that learning Torah allows us to be able to become tzaddikim, see things for their real purpose, and then utilize them properly, and not get drawn away by the externals. The Gemara says that Hashem created the Yetzer Hara, but he also says, Barasi Torah Shel Tavlim. I created Yetzer Hara, but I created also Torah. Tavlim means spices. Torah is like a spice. Now you think about a spice, what does a spice do? If you have something which is too sour, so you put in some sweetener. If something is too bland, you put in some salt. But it's able to take something and make it edible, so you can use it properly. That's what spices do. Torah is able to take the things of this world and help us use them appropriately. So things which are too far to an extreme, you try to bring back to in moderation. And Torah is the antidote to the Yetzer Hara. Torah enables us to understand what are we here for, what's the purpose of the thing I'm looking at, and how do I utilize it properly. That's what Torah does. Torah directs us to figure out what's the ikar, what's the tefil, what's primary, what's secondary. Secondary is the taste and the smell and the enjoyment. Primary is its purpose. And Torah tells us how to do that. There's an outside, there's an inside. There's externals and there's internals. There's taiva and there's tachlis, desire versus the purpose. So Torah trains us to see things more accurately. It says, we mentioned last week, it says that when Chava was enticed by the Eitz Hadas, it says taiva hi le'inayim. It was a taiva to her eyes, because she only saw the externals. If she could see into the Eitz Hadas, then she would have seen poison. She would have seen that it's rotten and terrible and off limits. But that was only beneath the surface. You know, on the surface, she saw beauty. She saw something very tasty, something very enjoyable. That's what she saw. It happens to be a fascinating thing that usually in nature, fruits indicate when they're healthy to eat. You know, a nice yellow banana is good and ripe. When it's green, it's not going to taste good. It's going to be hard and it's not very good to eat. And when it turns brown and mushy, it's also bad to eat. And usually the externals indicate the internals. The most dangerous things are those things that look on the outside beautiful, from the inside they're poisonous. You know, you talk about when you have little kids in the house, you know, cleaning fluids can look like juices sometimes. You have to be really careful because the kid thinks it's a juice, and chas v'shalom, they want to drink it, because really it's something poisonous. You know, the things that trick us in life are those things that the outside looks beautiful, but the inside is really poison. So how do you train yourself in that? So again, Torah tells you to understand that the outside is merely a facade and know what's on the inside. Is the inside good? Is there a purpose to it? Or is it poisonous for you? And we have to be able to juggle that and figure that out. So that all fits in the Chodesh Shvat, because as we deal with the concept of Le'ita and we try to become tzaddikim, we have to have Torah in order to enable us to see things in the appropriate way. So that's the concept of Chodesh Shvat. And just to read to you one quote from Or Gadol Yahu. So we learned last week about the idea of Tzadik Bele'ita. So he has another piece here on the idea of Torah and Shvat. And he says that, he quotes the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu began teaching Dvarim during Chodesh Shvat. And he says, Harez a simin, this to us is a symbol, Sheyesh L'yom Hazeh Shaychas Meyuchid, that Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and Shvat you know, in general, has a very special relationship, L'ashpa Shol Torah, to Hashem bringing Torah into our world. The Rosh Chodesh Shvat and the month of Shvat are unique in that they help us appreciate and understand and refresh our study of Torah. And it says that this concept relates to what we said before, that Shvat is the month where you're supposed to be able to overcome your taiva. Because the only way in which a person can really crown the letter tzadi over their le'ita, over their taiva, is rak hakoach haTorah, just through the Torah. Because Torah is able to elevate a person and exalt him. So yidbak asma b'chitzoni is a person should not cling to the externals, v'alavush, and just to the outside clothing that everything has. He had taiva, just taiva. Hashem made taiva to be just secondary, and we make the mistake and make it primary. Rather, Torah trains us to be able to cling to the roots, to the essence of the item. And we should cling to the ways of Torah. And through Torah, a person is able to take all the enjoyment of this world and to utilize it as the Torah says is appropriate. And that's the concept of I've created the Yetzer Hara, and I created the Torah Tavlin. And then he also says, the Gemara tells us, the Yetzer Hara is really trying to snatch us up. So the Gemara says, you should drag him to the Beis Medrash, meaning that learning of Torah is able to counter the Yetzer Hara. But also, Achem Dasheshul Yamshech Beis Medrash, the same exact taiva which overpowers us. We should channel that into Torah. Chem Mevi Pritzadik, and this is what Rav Tzadok HaKohen tells us as well from the Zohar. It says less lecha mila tarvei tzahara. There's nothing out there to break the tzahara except for Torah. Torah is the way to break the tzahara and to be able to understand the true purpose of life and not be sucked in by the things which are merely external, which are merely there as a facade, which are there for other purposes. So I think with that we can conclude our topic of Chodesh Shvat. But it's a month to focus on the beauty of trees, the beauty of Hashem's world, the pleasures Hashem gives us through fruit and through food in general, and then we have to train ourselves to be able to moderate that through being a tzaddik, which comes through embracing Torah. Now that's, I think, the full gamut of Chodesh Shvat. So with that, I want to move into Adar now. We have next week's Rosh Chodesh Adar, so we're almost there, and there's a lot to discuss about Adar.